what you have to do. It's just what needs doing, LJ. I'm telling you.
Driving against the sun, but at least it's high enough in the sky.
Right.
Whereas if it was an hour and a half ago, I'd have been driving to school, to work, and I would have been blinded.
Absolutely.
Oh. Hello, hello. This is the princess and... or the priest. The pea princess and the priest. What do you call it?
You can call it whatever you want. Okay. Lisa's taking charge, man. Goalie, go.
The gas here is 323, so the question is...
Is it going to get cheaper?
Yeah,
it's always cheaper in Texas, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
We are headed to Amarillo.
Looking for a place for Jason to live once he starts his new job.
Yes, which I struggle with because I'm cheap beyond all reason. And I just... paying rent for a place that I'm not even in on the weekends just... oh, it makes me crazy. But Lisa's going to convince me, and it's going to be good. She also wants a place that's nice enough that she can come visit me sometimes. Oh, maybe. It all kind of depends. Lisa and Matt are going to be flying out to...
Minnesota,
which is going to be cold beyond all reason. Oh, my God.
I know.
To go and visit Shayna up there.
I'll definitely have to wear my new boots I just bought.
Absolutely. Get me by the boots.
Because they're lined, so they're nice and toasty warm.
Absolutely. I don't think if I've convinced Lisa yet that we need to pack Matt sufficiently that if he decides to stick around, he can just stay.
But that's a waste of his ticket. To come
back.
Yeah,
it'll be a horrible waste of a ticket trying to move him up there after the fact, after he's already there.
Going way too fast.
But anyway, it's really a question. You know, it's never... you can never figure out if Matt really wants something particularly. I think if it's a thing and he can see it and he can touch it, he can lust after it. I don't know if circumstances are really that big of a thing because he's always looking and waiting for other people to tell him what to think. So I don't know if you'll really get a straight answer out of him, if that's even what you want to talk about. They will definitely have to half sell Lisa on with her concerns.
Yes.
But anyway, I don't know.
And who's going to loan him the computer with an email address to mail out to
everybody? Oh, he can just take his laptop.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. He's got his Chromebook. That I forget who gave it to him, Sam. One of the twins gave him his Chromebook, and he's been using it for ages. So that wouldn't be a big problem for him at all if he could get a little bit on Wi-Fi, which I'm sure such a place would probably have. I don't know. Tricky to say. But let's not dwell on that. That's not... we just got back from 2 weeks in Scotland and Ireland.
A week in Scotland and a week in Ireland.
Oh, yeah. Lisa liked it. She enjoyed it.
I liked Scotland better than Ireland.
Oh, there it is, guys.
Although I did like Galway in Ireland.
You liked Galway?
Yes, I did. And Waterford was interesting, too.
Yeah.
I figured Waterford Crystal was just named after the place that it was... produced at, which it sort of does, but it's a Viking thing. Oh my gosh. Who'd have thunk it?
But I think I've got more Viking than you do.
Yes.
So she would be going there to make me feel better, maybe. I don't know.
And it was interesting. It was cool. There was this guy who built a cathedral there, and they had Jay stand in as the guy, and they had me stand in as his wife, and then he mentioned that they were
happy?
No. OSPIs.
OSPI.
Oversexed.
Protestant.
Irish.
OSPIs, yes. Oversexed Protestant. I'm not Protestant.
Because they had 22 children.
Yeah, 22 kids. Yeah.
And everybody laughed because they knew we had six. They thought that was a lot.
Yeah, they thought that'd be kind
and
of
here
funny
we
that
were representing
in.
Them.
I don't know if they slipped that guy the information or what. He was our tour guide.
No, because he asked a couple other people, Are you two married? Are you two married? And they said, no, no.
Oh, then they were lying. Most of the people aren't think we're married. Not most, but a reasonable bunch.
Yeah.
He'd already picked on the newlyweds, so he wasn't going to get them. And all the people who had been married longer, they all lied or something. Not sure why.
Yeah, there was one couple.
Yeah, there was one couple that had 50 years.
Yeah, they were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary.
Right.
We were celebrating our 35th, and there was a newlywed couple who had just gotten married, a couple of weeks before?
Yeah.
Ashley and Bill.
Yeah,
man. And
they had looked at a job
in New Mexico.
University of New Mexico. But
he took one in Ohio instead,
yeah,
didn't he?
I think they decided to stay. I think it was pretty much where they had already been.
Yeah.
He just took a better paying job there. Research.
Which is funny because
medical research.
He has to go do everything through her. So she jokes around and says that she's his boss because he can't do anything without her approval.
It's true.
First.
See? It's true. Anytime you think you've got one up on somebody, you come to find out what you've really got, which is not very much.
There was another couple who sat with us at meals and talked with us until they found out that we were Latter-day Saints, and then they stopped sitting with us.
No, they were still okay.
They would say stuff, but it was like, you've got 13 more kids to go. You know, after the 22 kid things, you got about 18 more to go, is what he said. No, it was 13. Anyway, he was like, "Oh Lord."
It's okay. I understand.
He was asking Jay about other wives.
We should probably do self-catered tours if we do this again.
But it was nice to meet those people. It was interesting to hear about
them. It was.
There was a lady who had, I see, police side, or was she?
Yeah. I don't know which side of the road you need to be in.
Probably the other side.
Yeah.
Anyway, the mom was a nurse. She'd been a nurse for 40 years. She had her two daughters with her.
With troubles? Yes, all the kids have troubles.
Yeah, they had troubles.
I blame the guy that died.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Yeah.
Oh, my. They're really going through that guy's outfit. I wonder what they know.
I don't know. Anyway, we also met another couple who were originally from Connecticut, but had retired to Florida because she wanted warmth. And they have a son who's like 40 who has autism and was in a group home. And they said that he's just thriving, which is why Jay said, oh, we should be thinking about having Matt go to camp.
Well, I feel like Matt's really stymied with us because we're really boring. And we don't do all the extra work so that Matt can have a job and stuff like that. You know, we just aren't going through all that stuff. And a program might be more interesting to Matt than we are. What do
you
think?
Well, he did thrive in school.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't have any.
Right, so that's why I'm saying, even though it's like, oh, you're a horrible parent for putting your kid in a group home, to go, no, that's probably the best. He'd probably really like it and enjoy it.
So, anyway.
But you can take a look and see what you think.
Then they had a brother and sister-in-law traveling with them.
Yeah.
And they were heading to Iceland after they finished this week in Scotland, week in Ireland.
They had done their tickets and their flights through Iceland, and Iceland's got a thing that they encourage you to fly through them and then stay a few days, and it doesn't affect your tickets at all. You can still fly in the app. So I think they were taking advantage of that.
Yeah, so they were going to Iceland next.
Yeah, I guess if I would have
been
smart.
But they also took the extra day in Ireland too.
That's true.
Which I thought was a bad deal, because the morning we left, which was a day, the morning before them, they were closing down the streets because they were having this run, this marathon type thing in the streets. And so all the streets were going to be blocked off, so they weren't going to be able to get a taxi. They were supposed to get on this hop-on, hop-off bus.
But I bet you those are going to be shut down.
Yes, because they wouldn't be able to get through because all the streets were blocked off. At 6:30 in the morning when we left, they were already blocking off streets. And she...
Well, I'm not unhappy with the decision.
She had a cane. So it's not like, she said, I'm not walking it. We'll get a taxi. Because the bus, where they were supposed to catch the bus to do this hop-on, hop-off tour, was heck and gone from the hotel. And she said, I'm not walking that. And I don't blame her. Anyway, we met a lady who worked in a medical office. And she swore up and down that Jason had a doppelganger. Oh, he's a doctor. Jan something or other.
Yeah.
Where was she from again? Ohio again?
Yeah, some places the Rust Belt.
Yeah. Anyway. And there was another lady, I forget where she was from, she worked at Home Depot, and it's like, you work at Home Depot and you can afford to come on this trip? And but I'm thinking that she wasn't married, didn't have kids, so it's not like she was putting on a lot of extra money or anything.
I guess that's true.
Then there was a lady there from Baton Rouge, and she... I was saying, you know, I like visiting New Orleans, but I don't want to live there. And she said, oh, no. Even though she's from Baton Rouge, she said, I would give anything to be back there. I miss it so much. And I told my son, next time he's getting a transfer, I'm moving back to Baton. It's like, well, you go. I'll stay for it.
Yeah, if that is what you want, go for it. It's not what Lisa wants, so.
No.
There it is.
And the whole time I was there, my hair was like a frizzy mess because there was so much rain and humidity in the air. But it wasn't hot, so.
It was okay. I wasn't complaining about the weather.
The only time I was ever freezing cold was when we went to the Cliffs of Moher.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Oh, my gosh, the wind whipping off that water. Whew, it was
there
cold.
There really wasn't, you know, it was a tourist trap for nothing.
It was.
Because all it is cliffs. You go and you look and you say, well, look at that.
I've been here.
Cliffs.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go back to that. Go back to that. Go towards Moher. You had read a news story about the fact that people were complaining
about how much money it was they were being charged.
Yeah, obviously they were being charged to go to the Cliffs of Moher. They go, there's nothing there. There's nothing to do. It says, it's not like it's, why are you charging us for this? And it was all about parking.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, no, it has nothing to do with parking. It's just how much you have to pay for these kinds
of things.
Yeah,
because it's not per car. It's per person.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Everybody was complaining about it. Oh, gracious sakes. Whatever.
So, anyway, we met a lot of interesting people.
Everybody was beautiful.
Oh my gosh, they must have been bitten by the beauty bug when they were babies.
Something.
They were all beautiful. Even the old people were beautiful. It was amazing to look at.
It was just gorgeous. We would look back at the people on our tour.
And it's like, we got bit by the ugly
guy. Yeah, something bad happened to us.
Oh, I need to get over because this guy is not that bad.
It's pretty unpleasant, I think.
So,
Yeah, I happened to mention this to one poor girl, and she was just so...
She blushed
so hard.
It looked like she sunburned.
And she couldn't even talk.
And it's like, Jay,
I said, Jay,
if I were her age and I had a man telling me that I was beautiful, I think I would have blushed too. And am I thinking that you were maybe a dirty old man trying to...
call the guardie to come get me, you know, lock me up for being indecent. I'm fine, I just won't tell people. I won't tell them they look okay, they look good.
Yeah, anyway.
Why?
We arrived on a Sunday in Glasgow, Glasgow. We actually flew to Dublin and then we flew to Glasgow from there. And our rooms weren't ready yet, so we went walking through the town and oh my gosh. I was so amazed at all the gorgeous architecture. It was like, oh my gosh.
It was all dark brown and black because, you know, this is an industrial town.
Yeah, but it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, they had other buildings that were more modern, you know, next to this architectural genius of a building.
But they still kept the old stuff.
Yes.
Which we don't do in our town. We tear down all the old stuff and build new stuff, and it's all
ugly.
Oh.
Because it got built by an ugly one.
Yeah.
Ugly.
Because it got built in an ugly time. Like the 30s or something.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We went to a pub and had a breakfast. It was more like a brunch because it was like after 10, it was closer to 11, actually. And we had a traditional Irish meal, and that's when I decided, I don't like this. I mean, they had egg, which, you know, I'm not crazy about eggs.
They're fried.
Yeah.
Which is how they kind of like it over there, which is my least favorite version of eggs.
Yeah. And then there was sausages, which to me had more filler than meat in them. And
they didn't
have much in the way of spices either.
Yes. The place where we went that was a real-life pub used by human beings that were actually from Scotland.
Yeah.
It was the most flavorless food I've ever tasted.
I know that they did not add any salt to anything.
Yeah, boy, it was. This is. I went ahead and ate it as is instead of trying to salt it up.
There were broiled tomatoes.
Which it must be a thing because it's always there.
Yes.
You always get that.
There were these, they call them baked beans, but it's just pork and beans, like out of the can.
But it's flavorless pork and
beans. Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying. It's out of the can.
Yeah. It has less flavor than a can.
Yeah. They have what they call bacon, but it's really just ham.
Yeah.
but it's thin ham. It's very thin.
Flavorless too.
Well, that had the most flavor out of anything that was on the plate. What you got haggis. You made sure you had haggis. Because haggis has...
I usually took haggis every time it was on.
Yeah, haggis has barley in it, which has gluten in it, so I stayed away from the haggis the whole trip.
And that first haggis was kind of flavorless, too.
Yeah, so... Anyway, was there anything else on the plate?
No. Oh, there's always potatoes of some variety.
Oh, yeah, there were those little
hash brown
looking things.
Oh, yes, we got those the first time. And we got them at one of the breakfasts later on, but never again.
Well, I thought they were hash browns, but they weren't hash browns.
What were they?
They were kind of scone type thing, and it had flour in it. I had taken a bite and was chewing on it and saying, this doesn't taste right. And then it dawned after me after I swallowed and put another bite in my mouth. I went, this is not potato. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be hurting. And sure enough, I did. Anyway, but that was the breakfast, the Scottish traditional breakfast. But I hate to tell them, it's the Irish traditional breakfast, too, because that's what they had for the Irish breakfast.
Pretty much, except for the haggis.
And the
Irish didn't do haggis.
The next morning, I asked for porridge because I wasn't thinking about the fact that their oats might not be certified gluten-free. And they gave me oat milk because, you know, I asked for oat milk. And it was delicious. But, yeah, I was in pain a lot because those oats were not gluten-free.
Now, poor Lee. I mean, she had to go through this whole rigmarole every place we went.
By the time I went through Scotland and made sure after that point that everything was gluten-free, I was still having problems. And I said, you know, I bet it's the dairy. Yep. So in Ireland, I told everybody it was gluten and dairy-free. And so everybody was just so accommodating, so helpful in making sure that I had what I needed.
Yeah.
And everything was so delicious, except for that one soup I ate that wasn't that great. Anyway, and after I cut out the dairy, things worked out better for my knees. I was not in half as much pain as when I was in Scotland. And oh my gosh, you may have been on a bus part of the time, but the rest of the time was walk, 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 walk. And it was not just flat, it was up a hill, down a hill, stairs, 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 upstairs, downstairs, upstairs, downstairs. Oh my gosh, circular stairways. It was stair heaven in this country. Both of them.
Everything was built there 300 or 400 years ago.
But even the lifts, some of the elevators could only fit 4 people. They were so small. So most of the people took the stairs because it was just so teeny. But all the food was delicious. And breakfasts were usually like a buffet type thing.
Buffet, yes. So you could pick and choose.
And
some places were really good.
Yeah, and most of these places had a gluten-free corner so that I knew that everything that I was eating was gluten-free and it wasn't near any of the other food to possibly get contaminated. In fact, there were certain signs on, like, the toasters that said, these toasters are for gluten free only. So that was nice that I didn't have to worry about that.
They worked hard.
Yeah. I started having muesli and fruit in the morning instead of all the other traditional Irish and mushrooms. They had mushrooms.
Oh yes, they were big into mushrooms. Oh my gosh. I don't know what it is about mushrooms, but they sure had, and it was always like a dozen.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like a few.
It was a big, I mean, every place we went, they had big helpings. And
at, that was to make the Americans happy.
At night for dinner, they had a, you had a choice of three or four things for a starter. You had a choice of three or four things for your main meal. And then they had a choice of like three desserts. And you, they expected you to take one of each. Starter, main, and dessert. It, oh my gosh, I don't eat desserts. You know? And I just, I stuffed myself. And then as soon as you finished the meal, they were late meals. They would start at 7 and you wouldn't get out of there until 8:30, almost 9. And then you would be expected to just go to bed because you had to get up early in the morning to start all over again. And my food had no time to digest. I was struggling. So every time that there wasn't a dinner, Jay and I would eat we would eat a big lunch, and then we just wouldn't eat any dinner at all. Because there were a few places where they said, you're on, all of them were, you're on your own for lunch. But a few times, you know, we were on our own for dinner, too. And so we just wouldn't eat. Because, oh my gosh, and still just doing that, I know I gained 10, maybe 15 pounds. Oh my gosh.
They were happy pounds.
Yes, they were, and the food was amazingly delicious, so it's not like...
Yeah, except for this one.
Yeah, except for that first book.
Well, there was a second one, too, when we got those nachos.
Oh, yeah, that they were pathetic.
Beyond that, though, the food was always really good, and you're going, and there's like, you know, on most of the streets, there were five or six or more pubs, and it's like, God.
And there were a few restaurants.
These guys eat. Wow.
And so after that second pub experience that wasn't that great of food, we decided to start eating at restaurants instead of pubs. Way better choices.
That's true.
But the food was way better.
Oh, excuse me.
So,
what
but else? Yeah, the food was great. We had assigned seats in the bus so that everybody would get to sit in different places. And seat number 8 was terrible because you really couldn't see anything from seat number 8.
You got that quite a bit.
So,
why?
I don't know either.
I wasn't paying good attention.
But it was interesting because you paid all this money to take this trip, and then they still, the driver and the guide still expected to be tipped at the end. And it was like £5 or €5 every day per person. And they were with you for like 7 days.
And you're going, why didn't you guys include that in the price?
How yeah.
This has to be a tip. I don't get it.
And then when you
had tip otherwise.
When you had your walking guide, you were supposed to give like £5 per person to the walking guide.
I mean, we were generous, but
we gave like 10 because 5 for you, 5 for me. Whereas I noticed on our guide in Waterford, everybody was giving them €5, and we gave 10 euro.
Ah.
Yeah. But, yeah, we gave our guides U.S. dollars for at the end of the week. We would give them an envelope of U.S. dollars for their tip. And it was more than what
it was
if you had paid euro or pounds. But
well, those guys are going to make a trip to New York City and really party up.
Or they'll just put it in their bank account, have the conversion done there.
Yes.
But because of the conversion, we gave them a little bit more so that it evened out.
Sure. Mercy.
The truck's over there because this road is horrible. Anyway, but we saw lots of castles. Enough to the point that on our last day, Jay and I said, I think I'm castled out.
Yeah, I've seen enough castles. It's cool. It's great. And that guy, I think that's why he didn't take a lot of pictures, because you said, you know how many pictures of castles I've.
Yeah, and that
yeah,
was
hard
one
to tell them apart.
That was one of the exciting things I wanted to see were all the castles.
So you did.
I did. And the one that was most damp and cold was like Blarney Castle, where you had to kiss the party stone. Which we both did after going up 125 steps.
Yep, it hasn't helped me a lot yet, but I'm still hoping it's going to kick in
and
improve my speed.
And I'm serious, you are literally standing on your head in midair.
All the blood rushed to my head, and I could barely function. I don't think I'm accustomed to having blood. Maybe it's my blood pressure problems.
Maybe. But yeah, if the guy had not grabbed my sweater and shirt to hold me in place, I would have gone fallen to my death. Because you have to lay down on the ground, and you have to keep scooting back and bend over backwards. You can hold on to these two bars that, you know, metal bars that they've attached, but you're still hanging upside down. And it's kind of scary. And then he said, you got to kiss it. And I said, I can't reach it. I was too terrified to move far so I could reach it to kiss it.
Going through all that stuff, can't stop now, LJ.
I know. So he grabbed onto me, and then I felt a little more secure. Then I scooted like another inch, and I could reach it. And then I had to go down all those stairs. Going up was easy. Going down the stairs was always hard for me. But I did it. I made it. I was so excited. I'm proud of myself.
Absolutely. It was good. God, why am I yawning so much?
I don't know. All I know is we were up at 5 the next morning and caught our taxi
at
6:30. Yeah. We're still trying to get back to our regular schedule. But I think after... because I went to bed at 5 o'clock last night because I was falling asleep on the sofa and said, this is stupid. I can't keep my eyes open. They feel like they're made of sandpaper.
Well, it's 7 hours.
So we... I said, I'm going to bed. And I went to bed. I didn't know what they were going to eat for dinner. I didn't think about scripture prayer. I just said, I'm going to bed. And I went to bed, and I mean, I was zonked when my head hit that pillow. And I slept until about 3 in the morning, which was about 10 hours. 10 hours. And, but then we were awake, so I stayed awake. I figure I'll be really tired tonight, but I'm hoping to hold off until 8 o'clock, when it would be our normal bedtime. So I'll be back on track again. But,
got it.
But, yeah, one other funky thing was only one hotel had a bed that we could both sleep in.
Together.
The rest of them were like twin beds shoved together, or some of them were twin beds not shoved together, with something in between them so you couldn't shove them together. And yet
told anybody that we were married.
I know. Everybody else we talked to said, oh, we had a king in our room. A king bed? Seriously? anyway. but the hotels we stayed in were just, at least the ones in Scotland, were just gorgeous. I loved them. And... the Athol Palace was just beautiful, and we were supposed to go and see something, and it got canceled. I think it was a Glamis Castle, but it got canceled because of the storm.
Yeah,
Storm Babette was flooding out all the roads. They were closing down roads, and they said, we can't even get there, and they closed it anyway. So instead, they took us to the Highlander Chocolatier.
Oh, yes. And, hey, we didn't bring it.
Oh, we didn't. Dang it. It's a little. We'll do it when we get home. Anyway, the guy got on the bus and gave everybody these samples. And he said, don't eat them yet. You know, and he talked about how he makes chocolate. And he's world-renowned and has won tons of awards.
Absolutely.
And, there's an art and a craft to making this chocolate. And, I mean, he's made chocolate for Gordon Ramsay, for crying out loud, okay?
Oh.
Anyway, so then he said, okay, now I want you to take this piece, and I want you to take a bite, and I want you to chew it just a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit.
Open your mouth.
Just breathe in with your nose, but keep your mouth open. And then you'll be able to...
fruit?
What flavors are you tasting?
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a wine tasting, I guess, where they say, oh, I'll taste red currant or whatever. Anyway, it was kind of like that. And it was interesting by concentrating and doing it the way you said, how many flavors you were actually tasting. And there was one that everybody said... it's lime. It's got lime in it. And he said, yes, but there's an herb. What's the herb? And I just concentrated, and I said, lemongrass. And I was right!
Ha! She's good.
Anyway,
I gotta tell you, she's good.
It was the only one that I could figure out, though. So then we, after we tasted it all, then we went inside to his shop, and...
I saw a sign.
Yes, Jason saw a sign. Help wanted. To become a chocolatier.
World-class chocolatier.
And we thought of Brenna Jelaine. And,
seems up for
but it. He asks for commitment, long-term commitment. And that's the only thing that might keep her from
it.
Oh,
she's really good, though. She'll stay for at least a couple of years.
I think he's thinking 10, 20 years, maybe even longer.
Well, then he's going to have to find her a husband, which I think she could use some help in that direction.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So
I love you, Brennan.
But he said it paid well, but it didn't say how much. It just said it paid well. And the weekends were free.
Oh boy!
And you know what?
It was in Perthshire, which is really nice. It's kind of in the mountains a little bit.
It was next to Pitlochry, which is where the Ethel Palace was that we stayed at.
Yeah.
And
it was great.
It was, and we bought their biggest box of chocolate, and their biggest box of chocolate was like 85 pounds.
Yeah.
And it had 48 pieces in it.
And we're still working it.
Yes, we have three flavors left.
We have three flavors.
But there's six pieces. Because I said, don't give me any gluten. I should have said, don't give me any coffee either, because there were like two flavors that had coffee with them. And I'm not a coffee fan. But even the coffee ones tasted good. These are, it's like, it wakes up your taste buds, and you thought you knew what chocolate tasted like, and all of a sudden you went, that's junk food.
This is
heaven on my tongue. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Totally.
One of them has pepper in it, and it tastes good.
Yes, one of them had black pepper, one of them had chili. Chili pepper. Anyway, it's really yummy chocolate. You know, you think, oh, that sounds disgusting.
Right.
Why would I want to eat that? But oh my gosh, it is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's amazing. It's just, and it just melts in your mouth, and it's just, anyway, I could go on and on about his chocolate. His name is Ian.
Yeah.
And, Yeah, it's good chocolate.
So we'll see if something happens there. For Brenna Jolene.
And then one day we were supposed to go take a like a caravan. Not a caravan. I'm talking about the one where we played hooky and we didn't go.
Oh, I don't know what they were doing. They were going to something.
A catamaran. They were on a catamaran.
Oh, a catamaran. Which I'm sorry. I've been at Sea Quiet.
And they went and saw an Abbey. They said it was beautiful.
It was really awesome. It's like, well, that's nice, but we decided to
stay
back.
But my knees were not up to great yet, and I knew that by doing all of that stuff first, and then coming back and expected to do shopping, that my knees would be killing me by the end of the day. So, we played hooky. We let them know we were playing hooky. But, yeah, we didn't go with them. We just went into Galway and did some shopping. And we took our time, and we walked slow so that my knees didn't hurt. And it was wonderful until at the very, very end it started pouring rain. And so we were walking really fast, and that started making my knees hurt. But the rest of the time it was great. And we ate at Sonny Malloy's.
Was that the thing?
Yes. And
that was good.
It was a good restaurant, good food. And, oh my gosh, it was a curry. And it was amazing. It was so good. It was the chef's specialty. And I said, ooh, I want the recipe. And they just smiled at me and walked away.
They laughed at you. some people not willing to share.
There was something else that I ate that had this red currant au jus. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. It was really good. There was another place that everybody went to for lunch. We asked for the roast beef, but I told them it was supposed to come with some kind of gravy, but I told them I was dairy-free, gluten-free. So they didn't give me the gravy. They didn't give me mashed potatoes because that had milk and butter in it. But they gave me roasted potatoes, and oh my gosh! These huge spoonfuls they heaped on my plate. Carrots, peas and corn, the roasted potatoes. I could hardly eat it all. Oh my gosh, it was so much food. And because I was like the last one to get my plate. And so, of course, everybody else was on the bus, and I'm still there eating all alone. And it's
she
like,
had
you're
to
gonna
send
leave
me
and,
off
yeah,
to
get
find
some
money and
ibuprofen at the pharmacy. And their ibuprofen is kind of cool because it's got a sugar coating
like,
on the outside.
Yeah,
it's sugar candy coated. So that when you put it in your mouth,
it
doesn't taste as bitter taste, and it slides down your throat easier. That was kind of nice.
Why can't we have those things? How come we are prevented from what makes people happy in other countries?
I did not notice that Jason had got me this extra powerful ibuprofen. It was like 400 milligrams a pill. And I was taking like 3 of the 200 just because, you know.
Oh, so
and
she
so
was
I,
for 3
I just
of the
popped 3 and that was 1,200. Oh my
you
gosh.
Pretty dang good.
I did. I wasn't feeling anything. So
That's good.
Was great. But I didn't want to do that again because, you know, I didn't want to eat a hole through my stomach or something. But, yeah, oh, my gosh, it was great. Anyway, we went to a lot of really cute little towns like Aviemore and what's some of the other names? They were just
Kilkenny was in Ireland. That was a little town.
Yeah.
And I don't remember.
Yeah, the first place that we went to, we bought some sweaters. We asked if they did shipping, and they didn't. So they said, you can mail it to yourself. So we found the post office, and we mailed a box to ourselves.
But let me tell you,
but well, not only that, but they wanted to know everything. We were supposed to mail it from an address there in Scotland, and we didn't have an address. So the guy just wrote on there, CIE Tours. For some reason, they took it.
It came.
Yes, we got it.
It took it.
But then by the next time, we were in Aviemore when we mailed off the next package. And it,
one of our people told us about, hey, they'll ship it for you.
Well, yeah.
Go to the right places.
Yeah. But anyway, we, that was the place we had fish and chips. And I ate half of a little piece of fish, and I couldn't do it anymore. I gave the rest to Jason. I said, I can say I ate fish and chips. I'm not going to say how much I ate, but I can say I ate them. Ugh. Anyway,
but I'm easy to please.
So we went to go mail it from there, and they wanted to know all the things that we had in the package, how much it cost us. They needed, again, an address from there in Scotland. I said, well, we're going to be in Pitlochry tonight. Luckily, I have our itinerary with us. So I wrote down there, the Athol Palace Hotel in Pitlochry, and he goes, wow, that's a nice hotel. And I think it was. I think it was gorgeous. And did we spend two nights there or just one night? I don't remember. There were a couple places we spent two nights at.
Yeah. Ireland, we spent two nights a lot.
Yeah.
More often.
Yeah.
Like Scotland. It's got better mountains.
Yes. And
Ireland's like the Texas of the West, you know, it's a little more developed, you know,
and
it's
Scotland,
nice.
And Scotland has
a little more rustic.
And it's got a lot more water. There were a lot of waterfalls. There's another car here waiting to pass me.
Absolutely.
There were a lot of waterfalls, a lot of locks.
The heck are they doing transporting hydrogen? That thing's gonna explode.
You know, they're trying to make hydrogen cars.
Boy, if electric wasn't impossible enough,
hydrogen's
even worse. You're kidding me.
So, anyway, learned a lot of history.
Yeah.
Learned a lot about, because the guides would talk to us while we were in the bus, all of a sudden I have hiccups, so and tell us stories, and like there was this one story in Ireland, the guide was telling us about this one woman who had been accused of witchcraft, and because she had four husbands and they all mysteriously died. And so they said, you know, she's using her witchcraft to get them to fall in love with her.
Oh, I think she's just murdering
and then she's murdering them.
I didn't think witchcraft was really necessary.
So she heard the guy's son, or her stepsons, I guess, talking about it, about telling everybody she was a witch. So she packed up and left. Nobody knew where she went or what happened to her. And her maid, because she spent so much time with her, said, oh, surely she was being taught witchcraft too. So she's a witch. So, yeah, they did horrible things to her. She ended up burning at a stake, at the end. But there was this reporter who was doing an article on witches and stuff, especially back in that time period. And she had heard about this witch. And apparently, apparently there was a painting of this woman hanging in a bar. I think it was in, no, I don't remember where. It might have been Galway, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I don't know if that's going to help.
I'm going to try. Give it a shot and see what happens.
Anyway.
You're talking so much.
So the reporter came in. I have something to talk about. The reporter came in to this bar, and she was just stood there in shock because it was a portrait of herself. So it was her ancestor.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, yeah, it was like...
She's a witch!
Anyway. But just different stories like that we got to hear about. And it was in the driver. Oh my gosh, going down that it wasn't Galway. It was that Nevymoor or something near Killarney.
Yeah.
It was a skinny little street, and there were cars parked on both sides.
There was a delivery truck on one side.
And oh my gosh, I think we came a quarter inch on each side of hitting anything. It was that close. And that driver made it down that skinny, winding street. And...
Yeah, that was one thing. That was like... I don't know if I ever want to come back because I'm afraid.
I couldn't drive.
Because it's just, sorry.
Because it was not a skinny bus. It was a regular sized bus. They call them coaches.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh. And he said he'd been driving for 40 years.
Oh, all these guys have been doing this for 40 years.
And
it's
so.
Wild.
Yeah. Our first driver was.
Martin.
Graham, and our guide was Pat. Our second driver was Martin,
was the second.
And our guide was Marion.
Yeah.
As in Maid Marion.
Marion.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Check
the ingredients on that.
Wait,
see if there's anything in it. Because I ate it, and I was feeling fine before I ate it.
Seed clusters with Bacillus coagulanis culture. And added calcium. Ingredients: Brazil nuts, probiotic seed cluster, which has oats, soy, a protein isolate, sunflower seeds, puffed rice, chicory root fiber, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, and coconut sugar, and coagulants. Oh, who knows out of this?
To keep it together.
Yeah, this thing says cashews and papaya and pistachio nuts, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, those may contain peanuts, milk, sesame, or other nuts.
So it may contain milk, and that's probably what got.
Because
by the time I got home,
anything. By
the time I got home, it hurt to walk from the car to the house.
Gonna be the girl in the plastic bubble soon.
I know. So you can have all those. Although it's touching milk, I don't think it's contaminated like gluten. So I think I'll be okay. Although I had that one little butterball thing that I put on my toast that one night.
Yeah.
It made a difference. So, no more butter for me, which makes life really sad. No more ice cream. No more milk. Well,
no
I haven't,
more joy.
I haven't done milk in like 6 years, so I'm not bothered about that. But no sour cream, no cheese.
No culinary
no
happiness.
Joy. But as I've been staying away from it, I can tell a difference in my knees. I mean, they still twitch a little bit, but they don't feel swollen so that they can't bend. Yeah, I can stand for longer periods of time.
We need to go with that Michaela Peterson all meat diet. It saved her life. She's a happy person now.
Well, like we went when we were at the last place, where it was with the street food. They were having some kind of celebration, and there was this whole huge long block of vendors with street food.
Food truck,
yeah. Yeah, and so we looked for gluten-free, dairy-free for me. Found this one place that did Indian food. I ate it, but let me tell you, it bloated me, gassy. It was terrible. Poor Jason, it gave him diarrhea.
We know how to solve that.
But it didn't really fill me. So there was this one place that had meat in a box. So I went and asked if, you know, we could just have the box of meat, not anything else. But they had put soy sauce in it, which has gluten in it. So they couldn't give me any.
Yep.
So we just skipped it. Instead, we went and found cheese. Potato chips. Kios.
Which is Lisa's soul food.
Although you can't find it here.
Yeah, I can't get it here.
Well, the first one I ate, the oil in it was gross. But then if you get the one with like the
sea salt
and vinegar,
yeah.
It covers over that oil taste. Mm-hmm. That was so gross. And so it tastes pretty good. So every time I got
make
chips,
sure you
I
get
got
it from Kristoff with a K, a few Y's, and no more vowels.
Yeah.
Who will hand makes this for you?
Yes, they make them in small batches. They tell you where the potato was harvested from.
Huh?
They tell you who made it.
Who cooked it? Yeah.
Who cooked it? And when it was cooked. And how long it's good for. Jacob's getting that same guy for stuff. But I got different people every time.
I was just lucky.
Anyway, it never got super, super cold, even with the rain and the storms. Storm Babette. Definitely never got hot. And
I was wearing Hawaiian shirts the whole time. That was great.
Yeah. They said, oh, you're a true Scottish man. Look at you wearing those short sleeves and no coat.
There's cold girls running around without in little shorts. It was like, gravy, you're crazy, girl.
But Edinburgh.
See, but crazy.
We were in Edinburgh on the day before our anniversary, so we decided we would celebrate it then because we knew the next day we would be spending it on a ferry, pretty much. We went to see the Titanic thing that day, too, but so when we were in Edinburgh, we went to a nice restaurant and spent, what, like £100 for our dinner? It was the most expensive place we ate. And I mean, this place, they brought you the cuts of meat to ask which one you wanted. They brought you different knives and said, which knife do you want with your meal to cut your beef with?
Yeah, I thought it was a little over the top.
I thought it was great. And then we sat there for like 45 minutes waiting for our bill. We finally got up and went and asked somebody, can we just pay you so we can go? By that time, we'd missed our bus. And had to just walk around. But we had been looking for a post office before that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we found the post office. And the first woman that we went to her window, she told us that with the box that we had, it was going to cost like £70 just to mail it. And I was like, oh my gosh. It was a much bigger box than the other ones we had.
Yes.
So, and it was kind of heavy because we had so much stuff stuffed into it. And that's when she gave us, what's the form called?
Customs
form that we had to fill out, you know, with everything that was in there, what it all cost, da-da-da-da-da-da. And, of course, it only gave me, like, 3 or 4 lines, and I could have written 20 lines. We had so much stuff in there. So, I kind of guesstimated all the stuff that we had.
We're still waiting for that one to come, but I think it might come today.
Yeah. Anyway, so then by the time we finished it, taped up the box and everything, another guy brought us to his window, and he only charges 50 pounds instead of 70.
He's a lot nicer.
Yeah, because the other lady was just snotty. I think maybe she was having
anybody else.
Maybe she was having a bad day, and she didn't, or she didn't want to deal with the custom stuff. I don't know.
She didn't
want to
deal with us.
Yeah. So anyway, then after that, we had like 2 hours to just walk around while we waited for the bus to come pick us up at a different spot. From Waterloo Station to, what was it? Where they picked us up? I forget what it's called. But we mailed the package from Waterloo Station. And we found the place where the bus was going to pick us up, but it was freezing there because it was in the shade of this building.
The old prison.
Yeah, it was an old prison that they said that...
turned into government offices, which seems appropriate.
Yeah, they turned into government. And on that little thing, the little placard outside, it said that none of the prisoners liked the prison. It was a horrible place to be. A lot of people died there. When they were making the parking lot, they found a lot of the burial spots, bones of these people, these prisoners, and that to this day they say the prisoners haunt the place that died there. Anyway.
Nothing like a creepy prisoner ghost.
Oh. Yeah, so we went to the other side of the street and meandered down a little bit till we found a sunny spot, and then we just sat on somebody's windowsill. It was a restaurant that wasn't open. And just people watched. Oh my gosh, they were beautiful people. And then, you know, it was close to being picked up again. And so we went back and waited in the shade. It was kind of getting chilly in the shade. But the bus came, like, 15 minutes early. So we got on the bus and warmed right up. It was great. And, the next day we were on the ferry. We went to the Titanic Museum in Belfast.
Yep.
And saw, Belfast was known first for all of its linen. It was called Linenopolis because so much linen was produced there. And there were, 60,000 workers, linen workers, whether it was carding or weaving or whatever, the linen. And then they showed the Titanic being made and these rivets that I was told the rivets were poor, puny little rivets, which is why it ripped apart so easily when it hit the iceberg. But I was looking at those guys, pushing for all their worth to put these rivets in that were molten hot. And I think they just did the best job they could do, So I'm not going to blame those guys for their rivets. And then, the Carpathian came to their rescue, 52 miles away. But the Californian that was, 19 miles away?
Yep.
But the guy at the telegraph team had gone to bed, so he didn't hear the message.
There we go.
And he could have been there so much faster and saved so many more people.
Yep.
So sad. But then they showed, you know, the people who survived and their stories of, you know, what had happened, their survival stories. And anyway, it was really good. It was a good place.
This is Sunday afternoon.
Yes. And it's not like we were the only ones there, so I was surprised.
That was the only thing we did at Northern Island.
Yeah. After that,
so
we went to the
all we got after that was propaganda.
Yeah.
About how the Republic was so much better than the Northern Island.
I didn't mind Northern Island, but it all looked more commercialized, industrialized, more like America than Scotland did, you know?
Yeah. The roads were a little wider.
A little.
That helped.
But yet, oh, and the day that we were in Galway, and after we had gone shopping and stuff, it was the first day we were going. I went to the spa and had a full body massage.
Oh, that's right.
That was nice. It was well worth it.
Lisa wasn't feeling good, and after that, she was.
I had a bounce in my step and a twinkle in my eye.
Holy.
And I was really nervous because I'd never done anything like that before. But she was really good about, you know, privacy and stuff like that. So it was good. And it was a good time. The music that we listened to at some of the pubs was, yeah. The bagpipes were loud. Oh my gosh. Extremely loud. And I was at the back of the room and it was loud.
But luckily, most of this stuff was other kinds of music. No bagpipes needed.
Yeah. There was one that had two guitars and an accordion. The other one was a guitar.
There was an accordion gimmick. It was good.
Yeah. And some of them had you sing along with them. There were some dancers. Yeah, it was just great. It was fun, entertaining, interesting. I enjoyed myself. Yeah, I did.
So, it was great for us having this wild hair. On one Sunday afternoon, almost 2 years ago, it ended up being a pretty good thing.
Yeah, when we were in the Ireland airport waiting for our plane, somebody came up to take a survey with us. And
I thought she was a shyster. I wasn't really big about giving her information.
What was she after?
I don't
know. I don't think I gave her anything. Information.
I think she was trying to case us out to see if she could steal from us.
But she did say, How long did you plan this trip for? I said 2 years. She kind of looked at me and I said, we had to save the money. So that told her right there, they had no money. They just spent it all.
Perfect. You gave the perfect answer. Put her off completely. She pretty much kind of just asked a couple of perfunctory questions and left.
Yeah.
That's good, because I didn't want
to
hear.
Yeah, because she said, when are you planning to take another trip? And I said,
never.
I said, maybe after we take a couple of years to save some more money.
Yeah. That's the way it goes.
So, anyway. It was all good.
Look out for this guy. He's having fun.
They're burning down the bushes.
Something that was obedient.
Maybe it is obedient.
So, Collie, yeah, Lisa had a lot to say, huh, guys? Wow.
I had a great time. Even with my knee problems and stuff, and having to explain I'm gluten-free, dairy-free, and people on the tour with us would say, so what does it do to you? You know, and then I'd have to sit there and explain
it.
Dude.
It's like, I've heard this 100 times.
I know.
And,
but even with all that, I had a great time.
There it is, folks.
And the interesting thing is all these people that we were with had gone to, like, Greece Italy. They do it all the time.
In fact, it sounded like a few of them, they were getting ready for another one, like, the next week.
Yeah.
That always baffles me, because I go, wait a minute. Have I done something wrong in my past? Everybody seems to just...
I don't think they had children.
Take life.
Or they made tons of money.
They just... Yeah, but it's like cold questions. Well, how... I don't understand how you made money. Am I just an idiot that I don't make enough?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But it was good. Thoroughly enjoyed the plane flight there and the plane flight back was long. But other than that, it was great.
Heck of places to go visit. Not sure if I really want to live there. Although
they didn't really have good laundry facilities.
Oh, that's It's the hotels we were in.
Yeah, they were top-notch 4- and 5-star hotels. And they wanted you to send out your laundry. But it was like €15 for a slip. $50 for,
a pair of pants.
And
it's like,
and $15 for your underwear. And it's like,
you
don't
even know why you don't want to get involved.
So, I hand washed, but there was no way to dry it really well. And so, I put it in my suitcase, half dried, half not dried. And by the time I took them out the next 8 hours,
it was tricky.
They smelled horrible.
Yeah.
Had to do it all over again, right?
Well, it's okay, because I love Lisa. That was at the very end.
Yeah, it was at the very end. I had 3 days left that I needed more cheese.
Don't worry, we've already washed and dried everything. We're all good.
Everything's folded, hung up, put away.
Yeah, we're back in business, man. Except I still gotta take Lisa out to eat because I think she's gotten a hankering for other people cooking for her.
I haven't cooked yet.
It's true, she hasn't. I cooked and I did some dishes and I've done some stuff.
He did laundry.
I'm sorry to say.
I sat there and went through the mail.
We're going to replace our furnace in the house.
Yes.
I'm hoping that, I'm not going to say how I'm going to do it. Anyway.
We're hoping to do it as cheaply as possible.
Because I'm cheap. Everybody needs that. So, yeah, we had a good time.
And we even have some pounds and euros left over.
Oh, yeah. We bought a lot of things for people. Well, for the kids. Sorry.
Yeah, for the
kids.
For
all the rest of you guys that aren't our kids. I'm quite inviting. Sorry.
But I saw the castle in Edinburgh that had the Queen of Scots.
Mary,
Queen of Scots. That my sister wanted me to see.
Oh, okay. Okay. You got a picture of that?
I did. Even though they said no cameras in this particular castle.
You don't care.
Once I passed all the jewels, which I think they were more concerned about.
Oh, yes.
Because you could take pictures for, security stuff to figure out how you could break and take the jewels.
Yeah, it's got that stone of something.
Destiny?
No. It was a stone that that the kings of Scotland sit on.
When they get
coronated. The coronation stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, King Charles, the latest guy, he did the same thing. And it was right there. And yeah, you could take pictures of that. But she took out pictures surreptitiously.
So. Yeah. And the last day, though, I didn't really take any pictures. I did take lots of pictures of the flora.
Yes.
I'm going to attempt to start painting. And I've never really painted flowers before, so I really don't know what I'm doing. But I'm going to attempt to paint all these pictures of flora that I take.
Oh my gosh, you took hundreds, so...
I took hundreds, so...
You should expect a lot of...
It might take me a long time at first until I kind of get my groove, you know, hit my groove.
Yeah, the zone.
Yeah.
Take it into the zone.
But, so I've got a lot of those. The sheepdog, we went to a place in Scotland where they showed how they train the sheepdogs to go get the sheep. And At first, I was terrified because...
two different
renditions
of this.
The one in Scotland, I was terrified to get off the bus because dogs and I do not get along well.
And all dogs want to eat Lisa.
They do, and there were four of them, and it's like, oh my gosh, they're going to eat me. And I didn't want to get off the bus, but everybody was getting off, and I had to get off. But you know what? I relaxed right away because they were so... in tune to watching him, that they totally ignored me, and I was okay after that. And in fact, I even helped him shear a sheep. Oh, and it was so cool, because that sheep, he grabbed the sheep with his sheep hook, you know, the shepherd hooks thing, you know, that you see?
Yeah.
And he grabbed one, and it was kicking, and it was fighting, and he took his little whistle and kind of... like a hypnotist will sit there and
waved it in front of his face.
Like three times. One,
and
two,
that
three.
Thing went limp.
It went limp after three swings.
And it just sat there and just let him do whatever he wanted to
do.
It's like, good gravy.
And he's, you know.
I thought I was easy to sucker and stuff.
And they had these, he had a hairy coop or a pet.
Yeah.
A hairy coop? Is a cow.
It's a little Scotland cow.
But they're not
worthless.
Yeah, they're not good for meat or anything. But they're cute.
Yeah.
And so.
Kind of one of the mascots of Scotland.
Yeah. And they're called hairy coos. And they have hair down the front of their face, kind of like a sheepdog does.
Yep.
And. Coo is supposed to be cow, I guess.
It's just how people pronounce it. It sounds like it's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
gosh, we're here. We need to do Amarillo Boulevard all the way to the other end of town.
Yeah. That's what I was going to do.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know how much more you guys want. We're cranking
but
away.
Yeah,
here.
He did.
Oh, that's right.
He didn't give half as many commands to his sheepdogs as the guy in Ireland did.
Yeah, the guy in Ireland, boy, he was...
constantly whistling.
He was constantly working that guy. Yelled at those dogs. Yo, sit up, stop doing that.
Yeah,
and... the other guy didn't do anything like that. He just...
There were a few hand movements he gave, and they knew what those hand movements were. And he would give him a whistle to make him go off.
And then he let him go?
Yeah.
And they would go and bring the sheep in.
And there was one time that one of the dogs missed the sheep, so he used his whistle and gave him a couple of signals, and he turned around and went back and found that sheep and brought it back to the rest of
them. Yep. Of course, he said he trained his dogs for a couple of years.
Yes.
And the other guy said, if they're not fully trained before they're 12 months old, they're worthless.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, there's two different philosophies.
Like two different parenting styles.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the first guy, Neil, in Scotland, he said that he does not go up to his dogs and pet them and cuddle with them and say, oh, you're so cute, let me rub you behind your ears. He said, I don't do that.
Yeah. Says they don't, dogs don't like that.
He said if I had a friend that I, you know, and I did that to them, they'd go away and not, I wouldn't see him ever again. Yet all the people were doing it to the dogs. And the one of the dogs that had pups, so everybody got to
hold one of the little pups.
Yeah, I did.
He knew that. He was a, he, yeah. So.
Yeah. And then, of course, this hairy coo is 11 months old, and he's having people feed it with a bottle. At 11 months old.
Golly.
And he said he drinks, he said he drinks more milk than he weighs in a day. Anyway, yeah.
Father and his grandfather had done all this.
And
so he was just carrying on, but there was nobody to take his place.
No, he had kids, but his wife said, no way.
Yeah.
You are not taking this over. So he has a nephew who wants to take it over for him when he retires.
Yeah. I think the gas prices are fine.
Yeah.
$3.60. Not bad.
Not bad.
Sure, it'll get better the closer.
So.
Oh, that's
close. Anyway. It was all good.
Yep.
And they were telling us, you know, the wool is worth like 6 pence a kilo. That's 6 pennies. 6 cents.
Yeah.
6 pence a kilo.
It's hardly worth anything.
They said you can put it into the ground as a fertilizer. You can put it in your attics for insulation.
Other than
said, but it's... Nobody wants woolen products anymore.
It's like
so
those old coonskin caps. Nobody wants a coonskin cap anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, things happen.
So,
it's like furs. Nobody does furs anymore. That used to be the thing. Every woman wanted a fur.
Yeah.
But now it's like the thing.
No. Actually, my mom had a fur, and she said, it's beautiful, but it doesn't keep you warm.
Oh.
I don't know if it's just because the one she had was a cheap fur. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that was interesting too.
Yeah.
To watch those dogs, and it's amazing how obedient they are. There was one that he had fairly gotten that he said, you know, she's really good around cows, but she's not a good sheepdog. Around cows, you have to be careful that the cow won't kick you. But this dog apparently is quick enough to get out of the cow's way, but she's a lot more aggressive around the cows, which is not good around the sheep. Because she goes after the sheep like she would a cow. So he kind of tied her up to keep her from going after the sheep.
So he was getting rid of that.
Yeah, because of the fact that she wasn't a good sheepdog. She was a cow dog. $3.19. You think Sam's
crap? Oh, surely. Anyway, so that, there it is. I don't have much else to say.
It was good, though. And I took tons of pictures.
Yes, and if you look at the blog, at my blog, at www.quicks.us, it's, you would think that it was, I was the worst picture taker in the whole world. I had certain technological constraints on me. So
yes.
It couldn't be much better than what it was. Except to be obnoxious. And, what else? That's about all I got to say. So, yes, I don't know when Lisa is going to be able to, or how, she's going to make all these pictures available to people. I don't know.
We'll
come up with something. I don't think it's going to be on the blog particularly. Probably not. So, if you did get to the blog and you went, oh, these are terrible pictures. Who did this? Well, it was me. And, yeah. And I was just mostly just taking pictures to put in some filler. That was it. That was all it was there for. Lisa took all the good ones.
Well, there were a few.
Sure.
I was taking pictures through the bus windows.
Oh, yes. You had to stop, didn't you?
I had to stop because...
It was evil.
that they were either blurry because the bus was moving while it was trying to take the picture,
yeah.
or there was so much reflection that you couldn't really see what I was trying to take a picture of.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? We should probably end this one.
So, yeah, we're here in Amarillo. I think we've talked longer than we've ever talked in. I think I did most of the talking.
An hour and 26 minutes.
There you go.
Lisa's been cranking it out. See, you get Lisa started. She's great.
So talk at you later. Bye. From the princess and the priest.
Bye-bye.